Alpha and Omega. We're right back to where we started with that little encore. It's the Presto from the concert number 2 in D minor, of 114, which Trio di Clarone opened this their concert. Well, that's the end of their recital today. It's also the end of the season here at Wigmore Hall. We'll be back after the proms. Goodness, that time of year again, on the 15th of September. But next week, lunchtime concert comes live from Cadogan Hall. Les Arts Florissants, marking the 200th anniversary of the death of Rameau. Till then, a very good afternoon from Wigmore Hall. Back now to Broadcasting House.
And the concert was presented by Sean Rafferty. BBC Proms.
So much rubbish said about conducting.
Great conductors at the BBC Proms.
It's not about power, it's about music making with musicians.
Bernard Haitink, Sir Simon Rattle, Sir Neville Mariner, and many more.
He said, but why do you stick out your behind if you want the sound to diminish? You tend to sort of duck. That was his first observation about my talent.
Thursday's prom features the London Symphony Orchestra chorus and soloists led by principal conductor Valery Gergiev. Join me, Petrarch Trelawney, for Brahms and Janáček. Live from the Royal Albert Hall on Thursday evening at 7:30.
Great conductors at the BBC Proms in HD sound for 30 days. Go to bbc.co.uk/proms. And incidentally, if you missed the first night of the proms, you might like to know that you can catch it this afternoon at 4 o'clock, a performance of Elgar's The Kingdom. But now, here on BBC Radio 3, the Early Music Show, Lucy Skeeping presents highlights of a concert recorded on Wednesday at the Early Music Festival in York.
Like many teenage boys, Ariel Abramovich was inspired by the virtuoso guitar playing of Jimi Hendrix and Jimmy Page. Growing up in Argentina, he took up the guitar in his teens, and his repertoire soon expanded to jazz and Latin American music. Then he heard a piece of Renaissance music, a fantasy by the 16th-century Spanish composer and vihuelist Luis de Navarez. Dazzled by the sound, Ariel decided that the vihuela, an early Spanish string instrument similar to the guitar, would be his instrument of choice in future. He moved to Switzerland to study with the American lutenist Hopkinson Smith at the Schola Cantorum Basiliensis. The soprano Maria Cristina Kier was also born in Argentina and took a similar route into Europe, studying with René Jacob, also at the Schola Cantorum, where she specialised in the Baroque repertoire. Last Wednesday, these two Argentinian musicians came together for a concert in York at the National Centre for Early Music, with a programme entitled Andad, Pasiones, Andad. Go, Passions, Go. Music and poetry from Castile at the dawn of the Renaissance. So, music from sunny Spain. But as Maria explains, a lot of it is much darker and more melancholic than you might expect.
I want just to explain that people don't have to expect very extrovert music, flamenco, ole, castañuelas, because this music is very, very quiet, very sad, very severe. When I sing this music, I feel that I am in the darkness of the medieval castles and costumes, and of course they have also summer, but I think the music was the light in this historical time.
Mm-hmm.
Bien pedí mi corazón. Well did I lose my heart, since I gave it in exchange for the good I saw. My body is lifeless from the harm that you do to it, and my soul will die. A bitter love song from the early 1500s by Juan Ponce. And before that we heard Enemiga le soy, madre. I am the enemy mother of that gentleman who gazes at me and adores me. Again, a song full of anguish in which the poet has a love-hate relationship with the gentleman concerned. Soprano Maria Cristina Kier and Ariel Abramovich on the vihuela. There already seems to be something of a theme then in this music that opened the concert. So how was the programme devised? Frustrated by the lack of surviving manuscripts of music for the vihuela, Ariel made his own arrangements of Spanish polyphonic music from the 16th centuries to suit the duo.
The idea came basically because the first book ever published for vihuela and voice was El Maestro in 1536. And although we know that we have quite a bit of evidence about playing with a vihuela, we haven't got the scores, we haven't got any printed editions. So I decided to do my own, and this is one of the first programs I've done with this early repertoire. So it's basically polyphonic music arranged for one voice and a vihuela, this the instrument that was played in Spain. And mainly the motivation is basically has to do with the text. This whole thing about the not corresponded love and sort of Neoplatonic, which was the big thing, you know, big fashionable thing in the 16th century, I find it very attractive personally.
Ariel Abramovich. The music in this concert comes from two manuscripts which date from the late 15th and early 16th centuries. This was originally polyphonic music for two, three or four voices, music heard at the courts of King John II and Henry IV of Castile, and also from the courts of Ferdinand and Isabella, the so-called Catholic monarchs. Ariel has chosen a mixture of sacred and secular music. And the first two pieces we're going to hear next both have biblical texts, prayers to the Virgin Mary and to Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, pray for us now and in the hour of our death. Ave Maria by Bartolomeo Tromboccino. And after that, O Bone Jesu by Antonio de Ribera. Good Jesus, open my eyes that I may not sleep in death. And to end the set, another song of prayer, but with a more personal kind of passion. I would no longer keep faith, Lady, but with you alone. You are God's mother and mine. You are my joy and delight, my only source of comfort. Thank you. Io non voglio tener fe. A very personal prayer to the Virgin Mary by court composer Juan de Lencina, the last of those three sacred songs from the royal courts of Renaissance Spain. Before that, we heard Antonio de Ribera's O Bona Jesu and to begin a setting of the Ave Maria prayer, Hail Mary, Full of Grace, by the Italian composer Bartolomeo Tromboncino. The performers all through today's programme are two Argentinian-born musicians, the soprano Maria Cristina Kier and the vihuela player Ariel Abramovich. And we're hearing highlights from the concert they gave earlier this week at the National Centre for Early Music, part of the York Early Music Festival. They return to the theme of earthly love now in the next two songs, both of them anonymous. And in each of them, the poet rather touchingly describes a pastoral scene, the natural world as a metaphor for their woes. It was in May when the weather is hot, when maidens all meet their lovers, when those in prison pay service to their loves, and I know not if it is day or night, unless from a little bird that sings to me at daybreak. But first, Fonte Frida, fount of love where all the little birds come to refresh themselves, but it is the turtle dove that is alone and has no love. That way came the one who betrayed the nightingale. Every word he spoke to her was false. So all is not well in the garden of love, and in each case, love is lost or destroyed.
Todas
Por Mayo era por Mayo. It was May in May. And before that, Fonte Frida, Fount of Love. Two anonymous but heartfelt laments on lost love, performed there by Maria Cristina Kier, soprano, and Ariel Abramovich on the vihuela, a Spanish double-strung lute-type instrument, but with its flat back and feminine wasted outline, it does have the look of a light guitar.
The vihuela is mainly the equivalent to the lute. The reasons why the Spaniards didn't keep on playing the lute are not quite clear. I mean, we cannot be sure of, there are many hypotheses, and I wouldn't go for any definitive one. But it has a shape like a guitar, sort of more like a guitar. Otherwise, it has pretty much the same features that of a lute. But the main difference is that the way it speaks is rather different. It's more direct, less resonant. If you think about it, it's more difficult to play sometimes. But it's very good for counterpoint, very good for polyphony music. It's very straightforward. Ironically enough, my instruments were built here in England, but I was lucky enough to work with a maker that actually was eager to listen to much of the information I gathered over the years. So it was a very nice project, the whole thing.
Ariel Abramovich describing the vihuela, which he's playing in this concert. And the instrument's role as an accompaniment for the voice is particularly effective here in this next set, two songs in which the sentiment is again one of suffering. The second is by that most famous and influential of Renaissance composers, the Flemish-born master Josquin des Prez, and the poet calls upon God to ease his pain. I placed my hope in thee, O Lord, but in dark and gloomy hell, nothing but tears and sighs remain of my longing and sad time of waiting. But before that, we'll hear another anonymous piece. I wish to lament your false love, and I laugh, the poet tells us with bitterness. You rejoice that I die in despair for the love of you. Io mi voglio lamentare.
Thank you.
Love turned to bitterness and despair, two Renaissance songs from the Palace Songbook of the Court of Ferdinand and Isabella of Spain, In Re Domine Speravi by Josquin, and before that, the anonymous Io Mi Voglio Lamentare. Yes, this is the Early Music Show with me, Lucy Skeefing, and today's programme features highlights from a concert recorded just a few days ago at the 2014 York Early Music Festival, given by two of the world's leading early music performers, the soprano Maria Cristina Kier and the vihuela player Ariel Abramovich. The music they played is taken from two source manuscripts. The Canzoniero di Segovia, compiled towards the end of the reign of Queen Isabella and now housed in Segovia Cathedral, and the so-called Palace Songbook, discovered in 1890 in the Royal Palace of Madrid. No doubt the royals and the noble types who were lucky enough to hear the music performed for them back in the early 16th century enjoyed a variety of styles. But if today's repertoire is anything to go by, they certainly also liked a bit of a wallow in passionate laments of love. And we're continuing that theme in this next set. My sorrows, mother, spring from love, sings the poet, full of youthful desire. Come out, my lady, from the orange trees. Thou art so beautiful, let the air burn you, the air of love. A colourful image set to music by Pedro de Úscaba, Portuguese-born and a singer at Spain's Royal Chapel in the last decade of the 1400s. After that, a somewhat more world-weary sentiment from Juan de Urrede, one of King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella's most popular and accomplished court composers. Muy triste será mi vida. Very sad will my soul be when it doesn't see you, and my body, overcome by pain, will die.
Las mis penas, madre, de amores son. Las mis penas, madre, de amores son. Salir, mi señora, de sol naranjas, que sois tan
morirá.
body overcome by the pain of your leaving will die. The final refrain of Muy triste será mi vida by Juan de Uribe, who worked at the Spanish royal court in the second half of the 1400s. And Maria Cristina Kier and Ariel Abramovich began the set with Ush Kabar's Las Mis Penas Madre. Well, if you were beginning to worry about our protagonist surrounded by sorrow and bitterness and despair, here's a couple of songs in which the lover is finally a little bit happier. Well, a bit more optimistic anyway in the second song. My memory makes me die for the sorrows that are my remedy. Thanks to it, day and night, I remain in the hope of coming to her aid. That's Mon Souvenir by Heiner van Kieserum, who wasn't only a skilled musician, but apparently a distinguished soldier too, who fought bravely for Charles the Bold at the Siege of Beauvais in 1472. The first song's also by him, Pensez en vous, which ends with the poet saying how well he feels when he thinks of his lover. And if I feel well, he says, I can wish for nothing better. In between, we'll hear an instrumental piece for Vihuela.
Thank you.
Well, that was a vihuela sandwich there, and very tasty it was. Two surprisingly cheerful love songs from the Spanish court songbook by the 15th century composer Heiner van Gisachum, and in between, an arrangement of another of his songs for the vihuela. Highlights from this concert from the 2014 York Early Music Festival, recorded just a few days ago and given by Maria Cristina Kier and Ariel Abramovich. Oh, well, it wasn't to last, and we're back in the misery of unrequited love now, which somehow always seems to have more appeal for composers, doesn't it? Juan de Lencina's Ay triste que vengo tells the story of a shepherd who goes to market and sees a lady he wishes to court. With a pleasant face, I looked at her, and she at me. I don't know who she was, but she pleased me, he tells us. Of course, his passion comes to nothing, and each verse ends with the refrain, conquered by love, although a poor shepherd. After that, we'll hear Nunca Fue Pena Mayor by Juan de Urrede. Never was greater my punishment, my torment so strange, than the pain I feel thinking of my love for you. Needless to say, it all ends badly. The final word of the poem is engano, betrayal. I'm sure you can fill in the gaps in between.
Ay triste que vengo vencido de amor, maguera pastor, mas sano me fuera no ir al mercado, que nunca viniera tan acerenciado, que vengo cuitado, vencido. Thank you.
I Triste Que Vengo by Encina and Urrere's Song of Betrayal, Nunca Fue Pena Mayor. And that brings us to the end of this programme of highlights from the concert given by the soprano Maria Cristina Kier and the vihuelist Ariel Abramovich, recorded at the 2014 York Early Music Festival. Goodbye.
The Early Music Show was presented by Lucy Skeeping and produced in Salford by Nick Holmes.
At this year's BBC Proms, dip into the music of the man who brought us this. And this. 150 years ago this year, the composer Richard Strauss was born. And throughout the 2014 BBC Proms, you can hear a feast of his music.
On Tuesday evening, hear Glyndebourne Festival Opera's performance of the richly melodic Der Rosenkavalier. Vienna has rarely sounded more beguiling, more gilded with nostalgia. Richard Strauss's Der Rosenkavalier at the BBC Proms. Live on Radio 3 on Tuesday evening at 6:30, or listen in HD sound via the Radio 3 website.
And can I just mention again that in an hour's time, you'll be able to hear Friday night's first night of the Proms again, Elgar's The Kingdom. I'm looking forward to that myself. Well, we've just been in York for the Early Music Festival, and we stay in the city for Choral Evensong, which was first broadcast live from York Minster on Wednesday. The canticles in D major are by Herbert Kennedy Andrews, who was a former organist at Beverley Minster and New College, Oxford. The anthem is Samuel Sebastian Wesley's Praise the Lord My Soul, written in 1861 for the opening of the organ in Holy Trinity Church, Winchester. The service opens now with an introit by the Chamberlain of York Minster, Richard Shepherd, setting words from the Salisbury Diurnal, Holy is the True Light.
Welcome to York Minster for this service of Choral Evensong, which stands as part of the daily round of prayer and praise, which has been offered on this site throughout many centuries. Let all them that trust in thee rejoice. They that love thy name shall be joyful in thee.
O Lord, open thou our lips,
and thou
make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As is was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
Praise ye the Lord.
For thy faith be praised.
Psalms 82, 84, and 85.